Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Think of the message he sends around the world when he talks about America being a failing nation. He says we're losing. He's the loser. He's dead wrong.
President Joe Biden capped the evening, day one, in Chicago at the Democratic National Convention. He spoke for 51 minutes. It ended in the Eastern time after midnight. They were about an hour behind in their scheduling. Also speaking, Hillary Clinton, and the president was introduced by his daughter, Ashley. And so, day two, the lineup is with former President Barack Obama speaking tonight. He'll be the keynote. Also, former First Lady Michelle Obama, second gentleman Doug Emhoff will also speak. That is Kamala Harris's husband, for those that don't know, the second gentlemen. And then Tim Walz will speak tomorrow night, and then Thursday will be the cap of the convention when Kamala Harris will officially accept her party's nomination as the candidate for president.
What night is Bill Clinton speaking? Do you know off the top of your head? Or was that last night?
No, Hillary spoke last night. I would suggest he's going to be on Thursday night, maybe. Prior to, maybe he's the one that introduces Kamala Harris on the lineup, but he is anticipated to speak. Also, Josh Shapiro, our governor, at some point is anticipated to speak as well. He's been out front and very passionate about, I think he's been more emotional about stumping for Harris than he was even when he was trying to get himself elected as governor of Pennsylvania. And for those with a short memory, it was down to two men as the possible running mate for Kamala Harris. And obviously they chose Tim Walz. So we'll see what happens on night two, though it's in central time. So it's running later than the Republican National Convention speakers. They're about an hour behind for us.
Right.
When they were in Philadelphia a month ago.
That's what I was asking about Bill Clinton. Remember 1988 when he was the keynote speaker on the Monday night before he was really on the national platform, and he got a big round of applause when he said in closing, because he had been speaking for about an hour at that point.
Oh, I saw him. He was part of the Pittsburgh Speaker Series when I first got involved. And the first night, he was the first speaker.
Okay.
And he spoke, you're supposed to go 1 hour and this is every speaker. Right. So they have seven speakers through the season.
Right.
They speak for about an hour, and that's it. He kept rolling. In fact, I had him on the air when he was stumping for Hillary. He was in Market Square. And I don't know if you remember, you know, he went in, got a coffee, and was talking to everybody in Market Square. I had him on the air. I had to actually say, we got to go, which you never have to do with a, you know, president or former president, right? You usually only get a few minutes anyway. I just want to say I love Pittsburgh. You know, I remember that. All right, so day two in Chicago at the DNC tonight. A lot of people talking about the big surprise that came from Giant Eagle yesterday when they announced they're selling off GetGo, and it's a hybrid situation. And this is a Canadian company that we talked about it yesterday, David, that owns Circle K.
Right.
And this will make them, after this acquisition, I guess it's an acquisition slash partnership, because they're still going to have the fuel perks. That's funny, because one of the first questions people asked was, well, hey, what about my fuel perks?
Right.
Because for many, that's the hook for them to shop at Giant Eagle. So you're going to hear from President and CEO Bill Hartman. They posted a video from him, and we will have him on the air at some point very soon. So they're trying to, you know, figure it out.
I think it's just interesting how much that landscape has changed over the last several years or so as far as the convenience store situation in our region is. I mean, we're starting to see more Parmar stores popping up, Cohen taking a bigger, making a bigger presence known as well.
And look at Sheetz.
Sure. They just opened a store in Coriopolis, I believe, the other day.
And in Mars, right on 228, right in front of Mars High School, they have a Sheetz that's on 228 on their side, right across the road. And then across the street, there's a GetGo.
Yeah.
And then right down the road, there's another GetGo, and there's another Sheetz.
Yeah.
So these things have been popping up everywhere. Bill Hartman, the president and CEO, says this will enable growth for both Giant Eagle and GetGo as we move forward. And again, they are planning to keep the fuel perks program. They're expected to close this deal in 2025 after they go through Federal Trade Commission approvals. So it's an agreement to sell and partner with, but it's not a done deal yet. Meanwhile, back to school. We mentioned Mount Lebanon for one. Who else is on the list? East Allegheny, Bentworth, Penn Hills, Shenango area, Upper St. Clair, and Woodland Hills. And one of the concerns that they've talked about is COVID.
Yeah. Well, I think, as you were saying a little bit ago, too, it's just, you know, that's certainly the one that people are keeping an eye out now. But as soon as kids start going back to school, that seems to be when all of the germs start being exchanged among students and the kids coming home with this, that, or the flu, or what have you.
100%. So that's what people are talking about and how to handle that this year. It's a lot different, though, from the last few school seasons. However, we'll have some new information and protocols on how you're supposed to, as a parent, handle that. So that's what APUDACY. Take us with you wherever you go, and your opinion and your voice matters. We want to hear from you via the voice message in the Odyssey app. All you have to do is tap the microphone on the KDKA page, and it automatically downloads into an electronic folder that we have access to, so we can hear what you have to say, and more importantly, play back what you have to say later in our morning. So we're going to start doing this on a regular basis. But check it out. Send us a message. Go to the Odyssey app, KDK page, and look at that microphone. If I can do it on the first try, you can too. Yesterday, the news of Phil Donahue, who broke television barriers with his talk show, passed away. CBS anchorwoman Nora O'Donnell
Audiences were drawn to Phil Donahue's folksy style.
We've got music.
Riveted by his interviews with the famous.
I never thought about it that way.
And the infamous.
You're ne'er-do-wells.
Crowned the king of daytime talk, Donahue was the first to make audiences part of the show.
Are you married?
Well,
I got a girl for you.
No.
Allowing them to ask questions. The Phil Donahue Show made its debut in 1967 in Dayton, Ohio, the start of a 29-year run tackling a range of topics. His show's pioneering format paved the way for scores of daytime hosts, including Oprah Winfrey, who posted today on social media, there wouldn't have been an Oprah show without Phil Donahue. In May, Donahue received the Presidential Medal of Freedom. His wife of 44 years, actress Marlo Thomas, shared this heartfelt message, writing, "As a man who spent his career loving his audiences, Phil got such a kick out of our cozy little community here." Nora O'Donnell, CBS News.
And his family posted an undisclosed illness that he's had been battling for some time. Donahue died Sunday night at his home, surrounded by his family and his wife, Marlo Thomas, his sister, his children, grandchildren, and their beloved golden retriever, Charlie. But he was like, and Oprah Winfrey posted, you know, like there wouldn't have been an Oprah Winfrey show without Phil Donahue. Obviously, you remember him, David.
Oh, yeah. Remember, is the collar there?
That's right. He used to walk around with a wireless microphone. Really, it was the wireless microphone technology that made him able to, you know, run into the crowd. And sometimes he would actually run into the crowd to hear their questions or to talk to them.
I think it's one of those things that in this day and age, people forget how revolutionary that was. Because back in the 70s, when that show first went national, talk shows were... a variant of, say, The Tonight Show, The Mike Douglas Show, The Merv Griffin Show, where there was a celebrity co-host and the panel would come out and each guest would slide down on the couch and there would be a little bit more, you know, of everything, of people talking about various things. But he decided one guest and one topic, and that was the focus of the show.
Yeah, and it lasted again from 1967 to 1996. Phil Donahue was born in Cleveland in 1935 and passed Sunday at the age of 88. Okay, morning show. Thanks for choosing us. I'm Larry Richard. If you're just getting back in the groove, back to school, number of schools starting today, including Mount Lebanon, Penn Hills, and by the end of the week, we should have probably the greatest number of schools back, and then it'll trickle in over the next week as well, and just a few are post-Labor Day. So we got you covered here. Everything you need to get your morning started here on the Big K Morning Show. Last night, for a recap of day one in Chicago for the Democratic National Convention, CBS's Caroline Cummings.
Day two of the Democratic National Convention here in Chicago is about to get underway here. The theme is a bold vision for America's future. Former President Barack Obama is expected to speak, but last night, Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate, Governor Tim Walz, were looking on as the party paid tribute to President Joe Biden.
This is going to be a great week.
Vice President Kamala Harris made a surprise appearance to help kick off the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. But night one, themed for the people, also belonged to President Joe Biden. Biden was emotional as he hugged his daughter Ashley and took the podium to a rousing reception.
Let me ask you, are you ready to elect Kamala Harris and Tim Walz?
President Biden's speech came a month after he dropped out of the 2024 race and endorsed Harris last night. He touted their administration's accomplishments and slammed the GOP opponent, former President Donald Trump.
Violent crime has dropped to the lowest level of more than 50 years, and crime will keep coming down when we put a prosecutor in the Oval Office instead of a convicted felon.
Celebrities, union leaders, and elected officials also took to the stage on night one, along with the party's 2016 nominee, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
The future is here. It's in our grasp. Let's go win it.
There were also sobering moments. Several women shared heartbreaking stories of living in places where abortion rights are restricted.
Because of Louisiana's abortion ban, no one would confirm that I was miscarrying. I was in pain bleeding so much, my husband feared for my life.
Outside of the convention, protests continued for a second day. Police say at least four people were arrested after some demonstrators breached a security fence.
The convention here will go on, but the ticket will actually be in Wisconsin for a campaign rally tonight in Milwaukee as the vice president and her running mate, Governor Tim Walz, eye those key battleground states, which are essential on the road to the White House.
So night two, again, will feature former President Barack Obama. His wife, former First Lady Michelle Obama, will also speak this evening. Meanwhile, what is Donald Trump and his campaign doing? CBS's Errol Barnett.
Former President Donald Trump is spending this week stumping in key battleground states as well, including Pennsylvania. He spoke to workers at a factory in New York yesterday about the economy. And in an exclusive interview with CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns, he was asked about his repeated insults of his opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris.
You have criticized her appearance. You've criticized her intelligence. Is that the message to win over those moderate voters that you're going to need in the middle?
No, I don't think so. I think that the message is what a bad job they've done. I mean, if you look at this economy, if you look at inflation, and you know, I love this country. I have to do what it takes to win.
Why insult her intelligence?
Well, I have to do that. Well, I don't think she's a very bright person. I do feel that. I mean, I think that's right. I think I am a very bright person.
Trump heads to Michigan today while his running mate, J.D. Vance, stumps in Wisconsin.
And 51 minutes, that's how long President Joe Biden spoke. And one of the issues that has been the hot topic is the border.
The result of the executive action I took, border encounters have dropped over 50%. In fact, there are fewer border crossings today than when Donald Trump left office. And unlike Trump, we will not demonize immigrants, saying they're the poison of blood of America, poison the blood of our country. Kamala and I are committed to strengthening legal immigration, including protecting dreamers and more. And here's what else I believe in. Protecting your freedom to vote, your freedom to love who you love. And your freedom to choose.
We're looking for hometown heroes. If you know of somebody doing some extraordinary things in our community, not looking for anything for themselves, we want to hear about it. You can go to kdkradio.com. There's a nomination page for Larry's Hometown Heroes. That'll be October 8th at the Lamont, overlooking beautiful Pittsburgh. Boy, that view never gets old. And we have our Lifetime Achievement Awardee all locked up. And that is Jim Leland. And this weekend, Jim will be inducted into the Pirates Hall of Fame. And that'll be a special morning before the Pirates play on Saturday afternoon. So we are excited to have Jim Leland as part of our Hometown Heroes event. And would love for you to join us. Tickets will go on sale this coming Monday. And it looks like I think we're going to sell out pretty quick with this lineup that we have. But we want to hear from you. So please check us out. Yesterday, the top local story ended up being GetGo. Giant Eagle announced that they are selling GetGo, partnering in the fuel perks, because that was always the first question. What happens to my fuel perks? So the president and CEO is Bill Artman, and they posted a little video.
Hello, I'm Bill Artman, CEO of Giant Eagle and proud team member for 39 years. I'm excited to share this important moment in our company's history. Giant Eagle has reached an agreement to sell its GetGo convenience store business to Couche-Tard, a global leader in the convenience store industry and fuel retail business, who you may know as Circle K. Couche-Tard is the perfect fit for GetGo going forward. They have a deep understanding of the consumer needs and a strong desire to take the GetGo brand to the next level. This is more than just an acquisition. It's a partnership. And we are excited that together we will both maintain and expand the My Perks loyalty program that so many have come to love. For Giant Eagle, this transition will enable us to further invest in our supermarket and pharmacy business through new and remodeled stores, lower prices, and more. We thank our guests and team members for putting your trust in Giant Eagle, and we look forward to many more exciting things to come.
President and CEO of Giant Eagle, Bill Artman, the first non-family member to run the company, and so this is a significant move, David, in a very competitive world. We mentioned earlier you have the Sheetz family and they've expanded. Giant Eagle and Getgo's, I think you said, what, 270 of them?
Yeah.
And then all the others that are in that space too.
And the interesting thing is think of how much they've invested into competing, I think, as far as menu items are concerned with Sheetz, because that was a big draw for people, Sheetz versus Getgo, and Getgo responded by putting more kitchens in their locations as well. So it'll be interesting to see if that follows through.
Well, the one question that I have that we didn't get an answer quite yet is, are they going to maintain the Getgo logo and branding? Imagine what the cost would be to change over all of those Getgos to Circle K's, which don't have quite the reputation, frankly, that the Getgo stores do. So we'll get some answers, and we will hear from Bill Hartman this week on the Big K Morning Show. We welcome back all the moms and dads who are getting the kids ready for school. It's prime time in this hour, and we've got you covered. We'll keep you posted with our AAA traffic reports with Ellen Gamble. That's the main thing. And the weather always is a factor. A lot cooler today, certainly, than it's been all summer here as we get ready for the third full week and close out August already. That seems impossible. We're two weekends away from the Labor Day holiday. Meanwhile, last night in Chicago, Hillary Clinton spoke. Then President Joe Biden spoke for 51 minutes as they kicked off the Democratic National Convention and introducing him. Now, when we had the Republican National Convention, one of the most emotional speeches came from Donald Trump's granddaughter. In this case, the introduction that Ashley Biden, who's 43 years old, she is a social worker and activist, and she had a chance to introduce her dad.
When Hunter and I lost our brother, Beau, to cancer in 2015, the grief and the pain felt like it might never end. Dad had the capacity to step out of his own pain and absorb ours. And I know that Beau is here with us tonight, as he is always with us. After Beau passed, I got this tattoo on my wrist. It says, "Courage, dear heart." A reminder to myself to keep going, to get...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Back up, like my dad has always done. He has taught me that a courageous heart is a miraculous thing. A courageous heart can heal a family. A courageous heart can heal a nation, and maybe even the world. And now, this election requires the courageous hearts of all of us. In 2020, my dad selected Kamala Harris to beat Donald Trump. And he knows in 2024, she will beat Donald Trump again. So tonight, I am asking you, if you stood with us in 2020, call upon your courageous heart. Stand with us today. Work harder than you have ever worked before in your life. This is the fight of our lifetime. Our freedom, our democracy, our reproductive rights. All of this, all of it is on the ballot. And I know together we can do this because my dad helped show us the way. And now, I would like to introduce my father, your 46th President of the United States, Joe Biden.
And Joe Biden came on stage and got a 4.5 minute ovation from the Democratic-friendly crowd and gave his daughter Ashley a big hug, and Beau, their son that passed away in 2015, died of a reoccurrence of brain cancer. Some believe that may have been triggered by his service overseas in the burn pits that you've maybe heard so much about. Tonight, former President Barack Obama will speak along with his wife, former First Lady Michelle, and day two with obviously a series of guests. Now, they were running about an hour behind, so it was after midnight here in the East Central Time in Chicago that they wrapped up the events of the evening. So we'll see if they can keep it on time. Meanwhile, tracking what Donald Trump's doing, CBS's Errol Barnett.
Former President Donald Trump is spending this week stumping in key battleground states as well, including Pennsylvania. He spoke to workers at a factory in New York yesterday about the economy. And in an exclusive interview with CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns, he was asked about his repeated insults of his opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris.
You have criticized her appearance. You've criticized her intelligence. Is that the message to win over those moderate voters that you're going to need in the middle?
No, I don't think so. I think that the message is what a bad job they've done. I mean, if you look at this economy, if you look at inflation, and, you know, I love this country. I have to do what it takes to win.
Why insult her intelligence?
Well, I have to do that. Well, I don't think she's a very bright person. I do feel that. I mean, I think that's right. I think I am a very bright person.
Trump heads to Michigan today while his running mate, J.D. Vance, stumps in Wisconsin.
And we'll continue to follow this week as we did with the Republican National Convention through Thursday night when Kamala Harris will officially accept the party's nomination. If you want to reach out, you can. Instant access just a click away. Email us at instantaccess@kdkaradio.com. And also, your voice matters. If you download our free Odyssey app, there is a little microphone that you'll find on the KDKA page, and you just press that and record a message to us that goes into an electronic folder that we can access and play on the air. So as we get accustomed to doing this, we'd love to hear from you about a number of subjects, and we'll put some out there and get your feedback. But it's a great app to have, AUDACY. It's free, and it really opens up a whole world of great audio. Last night in Chicago, the Democratic National Convention went late, running about an hour behind, and it didn't end till after midnight here. So it was different. The Republican National Convention in Philadelphia, obviously in the Eastern time zone, made a big difference. So, David, a lot of people probably didn't stay up, if you were watching at all, to see Joe Biden speak for 51 minutes.
That's the benefit of living in the West Coast.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, in a way, based on what we've heard from the speech, it was almost like a State of the Union speech, almost like a swan song opportunity, since it's been a month since he decided to take himself out of the race. Mm-hmm. So this was really the first time he's had a speech of this nature, and he really only did one sit-down interview in between.
Right.
So it was really the first time for many that they heard the president speak. And he spoke, as you might expect, about the issues. One we played in the last half hour was dealing with the border situation, because that's a hot topic
Sure.
in this campaign. And the other, of course, is the economy.
As your president, I've been determined to keep America moving forward, not going back, to stand against hate and violence in all its forms, to be a nation where we not only live with but thrive on diversity, demonizing no one, leaving no one behind, and becoming the nation that we profess to be. I also ran to rebuild the backbone of America, the middle class. I made a commitment to you that I be a president for all Americans, whether you voted for me or not. We have done that. Studies show the major bills we have passed actually delivered more to red states than blue. Because the job of the president is to deliver to all of America. Because of you, and I'm not exaggerating, because of you, we've had one of the most extraordinary 4 years of progress ever, period. When I say we, I mean Kamala and me. Just think about it. COVID no longer controls our lives. We've gone from economic crisis to the strongest economy in the entire world. Record 16 million new jobs. Record small business growth. Record high stock market. Record high 401ks. Wages up. Inflation down, way down, and continuing to go down. The smallest racial wealth gap in 20 years. And yes, we both know we have more to do, but we're moving in the right direction. More Americans have peace of mind that comes from having health insurance. More Americans have health insurance today than ever before in American history.
Joe Biden last night in Chicago, and coming up right after the news at 7:35, how did he do? We have Dr. Jerry Schuster, University of Pittsburgh professor, who's an expert in presidential rhetoric, and he will join us to talk about that. And if the messaging he feels certainly resonated with the faithful in Chicago and the Democratic Party. And it'll be interesting to hear the feedback, and we'll get more of that. Both sides here on the Big K Morning Show. Tonight's lineup, second gentleman Doug Emhoff will speak. Former First Lady Michelle Obama and the former President Barack Obama, which in Chicago should go over very well, I would imagine.
Think of the message he sends around the world when he talks about America being a failing nation. He says we're losing. He's the loser. He's dead wrong.
Joe Biden last night was the keynote speaker day one in Chicago at the Democratic National Convention. Spoke for 51 minutes that ended after midnight. And joining us is a professor who is an expert in presidential rhetoric, Dr. Jerry Schuster, the University of Pittsburgh. Doc, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is different than the Republican convention, just in time zone. So they were running about, I understand, an hour behind their own schedule. So it pushed Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden to very late. So a lot of people on the East Coast probably didn't get to see it.
Yeah, I would imagine. I think that whoever put the schedule together, I think did a very poor job, because what they did was they had some great speakers, and they all kept to the same time frame throughout, but they had far too many. And then by the time the president, Hillary Clinton and the president, gave their presentations, the Eastern Seaboard audience was, you know, they were in bed.
Yeah, I would imagine. So they're just catching bits and pieces. But it seemed to me like the speech was almost like a mini State of the Union address.
Or it was a major farewell address, is essentially what it was. But yes, you're correct. And all, in addition to that, it was one where they had to not only vilified Trump, but more importantly, he was speaking from such a strong voice. And, you know, he was showing that he was still there. He was still president. And he, you know, all of the things that he wanted you to remember that he accomplished, he and Kamala Harris accomplished in their 4 years together. He hit almost every single area.
So he officially passes the torch to Harris in the speech last night. And it's hard to believe, Jerry, that we've gone in 1 month from Biden head-to-head with Donald Trump to this fairly dynamic shift that a lot of people aren't exactly how to, you know, sure how to read.
Right. But, you know, the momentum is something that I don't think anybody expected. I know there was some discussion when the transition was made, but I don't think anyone ever anticipated the momentum that would build as a result of that. And the rhetoric that has, you know, prevailed on both sides, but more importantly on the Democrat side, is so dynamic that it's the Republicans are finding it hard to respond. They're taking, you know, they're not sure how to approach this. That's one of the obvious outcomes of this whole process. From the moment that the president said he was turning or passing the torch to Kamala Harris, the Republicans were caught totally unaware, and they should not have been. But it's perfectly obvious that their strategy is still, it's kind of one of those things, I'm not sure, kind of approach.
So in you know, when you do a analysis of a speech, whether it's a president or not, obviously, you have to judge if the messaging is resonating. How would you grade Joe Biden's speech overall last night?
That was probably one of his better speeches, because it was dynamic, number one, and he was fluid. There were, you know, there were some areas where the mistakes or the imperfections that occurred during his debate were evident. But for the most part, there's no other way to characterize it other than dynamic in terms of methodology. And I think it was important to look at him as he delivered the speech. He was into it. There was no doubt in anyone's mind that what he was saying, he meant.
And this will be one of a number of presidential speeches. You have former President Barack Obama scheduled to speak tonight. We're also going to hear from Bill Clinton.
Correct.
As we get ready for the Thursday night acceptance speech. So I think Barack Obama was considered to be a pretty good orator. Even if you didn't believe in his policies or if you were for or against, you had to give it to him that part of that was the reason he got into the office in the first place.
Well, his delivery skills are, I think, go unquestioned. And I think Bill Clinton is the same way, just in a dramatically different way. If you put the two speakers, the two past presidents together, you find out how effective they were in articulating their ideas, but at the same time, how different the way they achieved their dynamics and the way they achieved their ability to generate audience appeal was so dramatically different, but nonetheless effective.
All right, so what do we...
I think they have to be very careful in their scheduling, though, given the time differential, number one. They need, if they want the audience, and that's the whole purpose of that convention, to set the tone for what's to come, they're going to have to adjust their programming so that, you know, the speakers are able, the better speakers and the more important persons are able to be seen by the general public who are interested in watching, but can't just really stay up that late to do it.
Very few people would stay up late just for that at this point. And you're right, especially on a Monday. And whoever scheduled this, if they were an hour behind, it doesn't help them. If they're telling us Pennsylvania is so important to this election and, you know, cities in the East, then to have Joe Biden on that takes them after midnight isn't helping.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what time they schedule Josh Shapiro this evening, too, as to how they, because he's going to be important. He's obviously scheduled for a good reason, so they're going to have to make him almost prime time. But how they manage to keep on schedule is going to be another story.
All right, Doc, we appreciate your time as always, and we'll check in again.
Thank you.
Dr. Jerry Schuster, an expert in presidential rhetoric on the Big K. This is the Big K Morning Show. In our next hour, we're going to go live to Chicago right off the top, right after David Balorado brings us the news at 8. And this is the man who's head of the Democratic Party here in Allegheny County, Sam Hens-Greco. He will join us from the convention, get his take on what's transpired in day one, what he's looking forward to for the remainder of this week through Thursday night. If you know of a hometown hero, we're looking for you. We have our Lifetime Achievement Awardee all signed up. We're very excited to announce Jim Leland will join us on October 8th. That's a Tuesday at the Lamont, where we'll celebrate our hometown heroes, including Jim Leland, and also five individuals who are doing extraordinary things in our hometown without looking for anything for themselves. So if you want to nominate somebody, you go to kdkradio.com, just search Larry's Heroes, and should be able to easily find a nomination page. Back to school. That's a big deal for a lot of families. And this week you mentioned the schools that are going back, including Bentworth, East Allegheny, Mount Lebanon, Penn Hills, Shenango area, Upper St. Clair, Woodland Hills. A lot of those schools will go back in the next few days. Thursday seems to be another big day. Pine Richland and North Allegheny and a bunch of the schools. Some of the teachers are reporting in advance of the school year at the Pittsburgh Public School System. And also, Aaron, do you remember your first day of school?
Of course. I think I can remember all the different phases of back to school shopping and back to school the first day. And Gateway, we started on Thursday many years in a row. which I never understood.
Now, do you remember, because you're only in your 20s, so none of us can remember going to school before Labor Day. Do you remember? It seems early to me.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure. I feel like around my junior year of high school is when things started to shift and we were going to school earlier. And that's when we started, like, I remember asking my friends, why is our first day on Thursday? But right. It happened a lot, I would say, around my junior year of high school. So I don't know. Maybe it's a ploy to get students out into summer sooner. Who knows?
Well, obviously, you are required, at least if it still holds 180 days of class, right. You know, and, right. And they modified that somewhat because you're able to utilize, instead of snow days for a lot of schools, they have these mobile, you know, the technological days where right. You stay home.
School
you,
from home.
Yeah. I don't know how effective that is.
Right.
Keeping people's attention in person is a tremendous challenge, let alone trying to assume that a kid on the other end of a computer isn't distracted by a million other things.
I personally could have never done
Chicago. No, we take you there.
We could hardly stay focused on
us is Allegheny County Democratic Committee Chair, Sam Hens-Greco. Good morning. Well, we welcome
you. Good morning, Larry. How are you?
It was a late night here in the East because Joe Biden's speech didn't end until after midnight.
We got you.
As you know. So give us your sense of how night one went for the party.
Well, it was a lot. There are a lot of speakers. It was a fun night. This is my first convention. And so it was exciting to see the speakers. Of course, having President Biden at the end was sort of the emotional high of the night. It was a packed house, tremendous amount of energy, and great messaging, I think, for the party.
You know, we haven't seen or heard from Hillary Clinton much. Obviously, this is in her wheelhouse. How did her appearance go over?
She probably had the longest sustained applause of the, I think, of the night. It was quite remarkable. She was extremely well received and very inspiring.
And what is the messaging from the party, Sam? What's the takeaway? What do you and the Democratic Party want to take away from this week?
I think the number one message is that that Kamala Harris and Tim Walz have a vision of the future that is one that that America is a strong country. We're headed in the right direction. Sure, we've got issues. We have 320 million people. You're always going to have issues. Never going to be perfect, but you know they're a team that's working to address issues. Making things better.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the average, you know, working person, and, you know, they've got the energy and excitement to do it. They do not see a dark, dysfunctional sort of dystopian world that Trump and Vance have been, you know, sort of talking about.
And their criticism has been that Kamala Harris is so far left. Even Donald Trump over the past weekend said she's gone, quote, full communist. How do you respond to people that say, how far left is this party, Sam?
Well, I mean, I think that you look at the things that we've done in the last, that they've done the last, you know, almost four years now. I mean, infrastructure isn't far left. Building, investing in America's future with the CHIPS Act or the Inflation Reduction Act, those aren't far left things. I mean, I think you look at what legislation has been passed, you know, and where the Biden administration has laid this foundation, I don't think that's far left at all. I don't think, looking for common sense gun control issues is far left. I think there's issues you need to address. And like I said, if you look at the Biden, you know, agenda for the last three and a half years, it's an investment in the country. And, you know, trying to make us a stronger, healthier country. So I don't see it far left by any means.
And the importance of Pennsylvania, particularly Philadelphia and southwestern Pennsylvania in this election, we have seen firsthand with the bus tour that started on Sunday with Harris and Walz rolling through Beaver County in western Pennsylvania to begin this journey that will continue, obviously, after this week in Chicago. Why? Explain to people, if you would, Sam, why Pennsylvania in particular is so important.
Well, unfortunately, it's the Electoral College, right? I mean, our votes in western Pennsylvania shouldn't matter any more than somebody who's living in Boise, Idaho. And in fact, I would argue that the Electoral College, you know, is a disincentive for people to vote in those states where it's already sort of predetermined, right? And so to add up to get enough numbers to win in the Electoral College, there are certain states that it's uncertain where that vote's going to land. And Pennsylvania is the largest of the swing states. Allegheny is the second largest county in that. I think Pennsylvania is critical for both camps to win the election. I think Trump absolutely needs, in most scenarios, needs Pennsylvania maybe more than Kamala Harris. But we are the one with the most electoral votes in any swing state. And so when I tell people I'm from Allegheny County, Pittsburgh, all the other delegates, their heads light up. They want to know what's going on the ground. They want to know how things are going. It's a very unusual situation to be in for, you know, 3 or 4 months every 4 years. So we're one of the centers across the country and arguably the second largest important area in the country for this election.
Well,
very exciting.
We understand that, obviously the candidates will continue to, invest across the region and through the state. Right. So tonight.
And let me just say, Larry, let me just say this. I think what was very interesting and telling of what happened this past weekend when you think back in 2016 with Hillary Clinton. If you recall, Hillary Clinton came to Pittsburgh multiple times, but did not go to places like Rochester or Washington or, you know, Greensburg. I think what you're probably going to see more in this election is forays into areas outside of Pittsburgh. I mean, I think we'll get a lot of our, you know, visits here in Pittsburgh, but, you know, in Allegheny County, but it's going to be interesting to see how that rolls out over the next couple months.
And tonight, the featured keynote will be former President Barack Obama, very comfortable in his Chicago town. And I imagine he'll go over pretty big with the crowd. Former First Lady also expected to speak along with the first gentleman, or how does that? No, the second gentleman. What's Kamala Harris's
husband? Right.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Let me see to make sure I get that right. Yes, it's officially the second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, will speak, Kamala's husband. Right. Yeah. Sam, appreciate you taking some time for us. Thank you. And we'll check in again, if you don't mind.
Sounds great. Have a great day.
Appreciate it. Sam Hens Greco, who is the chair, Allegheny County's Democratic Party in Chicago. And high school football starts Friday, and we got you covered in a very big way. We're going to check in with our own Dan Zangrilli, who heads up our team, the KDK Kickoff Classic, live at Wolf Arena this Friday and Saturday. Five matchups starting at 5 on Friday afternoon. And tickets, by the way, are just $12. You can see Western Pennsylvania's best battle it out. Visit kdkradio.com for details. The KDK Radio Kickoff Classic is presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. And we'll get some details on who the matchups are with Dan Zangrilli. This is his thing, man. He loves this stuff. Dan has been doing play-by-play for over 20 years, and this is his passion. So he will give us the new lineup for our team and the coverage that you can expect. But this Kickoff Classic is really unique to have five teams in 2 days in one place, which is one of those, you know, stadiums in the region that's very iconic, the Wolf Arena. Aaron, were you ever in the Wolf Arena? I'm sure you were.
Plenty of times. My sister graduated from there, so I've gone to many football games.
Yeah, and that's Woodland Hills, for those that don't know.
Yes.
And not too far. I mean, you were at Gateway.
Right. I was at Gateway. She went to Willow Hills. My brother went to Shadyside.
Oh, wow.
Wide variety.
That is. they're all classics.
Yeah, true.
And by the way, for $12, you're going to get your money's worth.
Yes. So
it looks like the weather's going to cooperate, too. It'll be warm, but it won't be crazy hot for the weekend. Yeah. So we're looking forward to it. We'll talk to Dan Zangrilli about that coming up next. And also some back-to-school information. One of the concerns is just, how do you deal with COVID now? And we'll address that, too.
The Bulldogs, who deploy a three-man front. They've got a blitzer off the edge. Throw down the line right to Boy. Boy slips a tackle at the 40 down the near sideline. The 35, the 30, the 25, the 20. Foot on the gas. And Salong, Boy Boy. Touchdown, Wildcats. Kane strikes with Qureshi on the first drive of the championship game. Less than a minute in to our opening quarter. 6-0 U Prep.
That is the voice of our own Dan Zangrilli, and we are ready for the KDK Kickoff Classic live at the Wolf Arena starting this Friday and Saturday. We've got five matchups to bring you. Tickets, by the way, just $12. And let's bring in our voice extraordinaire, Dan Zangrilli. Dano, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I know you put a summer of effort into helping organize all of this, and this is really unique to have five games in 2 days. How did this all come about?
Yeah, you know, we had always, I think, had internal visions of doing something really big to start a season. And our partners at the Wolf Arena, it's one of the best, most iconic high school football stadiums, not only in Western Pennsylvania, but all of America. I think ESPN said it was a top 10 high school football facility. Well, they were putting together some, and you know this, Larry, week zero is kind of an optional week, and they put together a great slate of games, and we connected with one another, and we partnered with them, and the games are absolutely incredible. It features a ton of absolutely iconic WPIAL and Pittsburgh City League teams, but also some powerhouses from out of the state. It's a perfect mix, and we can't wait to get going on Friday.
And our KDK Kickoff Classic at Wolverine is presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. So let us in on who are the matchups.
Oh, boy. McKeesport starts it all off, and they are a really good program. The WPIL 4A runner-up is going to play a really strong program outside of Akron, Ohio, called Uniontown Lake High. And then later that night, two games Friday, Woodland Hills will take on Erie McDowell. They're always strong. And Saturday, it gets really interesting. Steel Valley and Clareton, perhaps the top squad in 1A meets the top squad in 2A. And I don't know if it's the granddaddy of them all, but it's going to be darn close. Heavyweights for sure. Central Catholic at 3:30 on Saturday will welcome in a program that has a documentary by HBO from a few years ago. St. Francis Academy out of Baltimore, Maryland. They're a national program. They travel over 18,500 miles. They go coast to coast with their national schedule. Some believe them to be the strongest, perhaps the top high school football team in the entire country. And then the nightcap at 7 o'clock is Westinghouse, the Pittsburgh City League champion, the 2A state runner-up against Beaver, the Bobcats program that is obviously storied from Beaver County. So I can't think of a better collection of teams and a display of talent. Five games over 2 days at an unbelievably historic facility.
We're with Dan Zangrilli, the voice of our Friday Night Lights game of the week every week. So this just kicks us off, but you go right through the season and the playoffs, and you have a few lineup changes for us.
We do, yeah. We're going to be looking at a number of different games over the course of the year. The one I think I may be most excited about is the week one game, and I'm not supposed to have favorites here on the schedule, but rare are the opportunities that a pair of state champions get to meet each other in the postseason. We're going to have that at the Pit in Aliquippa on August 30th. Aliquippa won the 4A title, we know that. Belle Vernon won the 3A title last year, and the two are now 4A schools with the reclassification, and they're going to meet one another. That's going to be just a clash of obviously different types of styles and how Belle Vernon goes about it, and then Aliquippa as well. And as you mentioned, we're going to go all the way through the playoffs, and we're the only outlet, frankly, that follows teams and broadcasts so many postseason games in November and December to the state championships as well.
And that continues into basketball season two, post-football. But in the meantime, we've added a few team members to our coverage, including Donnie Football.
Yeah, my man. Between Donnie and Johnny on the air, you're going to get a lot of Pittsburgh. Donnie Football played at Waynesburg. He's a star on the rise, and he's going to offer some really unique perspectives. And I think a little levity to the lineup. And, you know, Doran Dickerson is part of the crew now, too. He's been able to do some games here and there, but he's committed to a slate around his schedule with you and the Pitt Panthers, Larry. And we can't wait to operate. How many places in this country have a three-man broadcast team on a 50,000-watt blowtorch doing Friday Night Lights?
I love it, man. And you guys do a hell of a job. I enjoy it very, very much. And on Thursdays, you kind of set up the weekend, right?
We do, yeah. And thanks for asking about what we'll be doing Thursday and Friday nights. A little wrinkle here. We're going to Dave & Buster's, both the Homestead waterfront area and then up at the block at Northway. We're going to alternate Thursday night, 6 until 8. Mike White joins me for a Quest for the Best two-hour preview, 6 until 8 o'clock, again, live at Dave & Buster's. And then we're going to have a post-game party, and we're going to invite teams to join us, not only Thursday, but Friday after the game. So we're going to have busloads of kids, parents in the community. McKeesport's going to join us Friday night at the waterfront. So Paul Alexander, Carlo Zofko, they're broadcasting until 11 o'clock. Dave and Buster's is open late, 1 a.m. And guess what? They're going to give 20% back to the high school football booster programs of all the sales from their party that they bring. So McKeesport's bringing a whole squad, the whole town, and we're going to have fun. Live radio show with a huge, huge live audience.
It is tremendous what you've built this into. And good luck to you on Thursday for the preview. And then it is the KDK Kickoff Classic again, presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. Dad Zad Grilly, break a lip.
Well, thank you, sir. It's here, isn't it? I suppose I should start getting ready.
Here we go.
Let's go.
Coming up, back to school, some of the things you are dealing with the kids. We've got an expert to join us. Also, Lynn Hayes Friedland will join us from Atlanta, Georgia, in our next hour. It's 8:53 at KDKA. The big news 24 hours ago was the Giant Eagle would sell the Get-Go's and create a partnership in the hits. It's amazing. The first question a lot of people had, if you shop at Giant Eagle and have a perks card, is what about fuel perks? Well, Giant Eagle's president and CEO, they released a video yesterday on social media.
Hello, I'm Bill Artman, CEO of Giant Eagle and proud team member for 39 years. I'm excited to share this important moment in our company's history. Giant Eagle has reached an agreement to sell its Get-Go convenience store business to Couche-Tard, a global leader in the convenience store industry and fuel retail business, who you may know as Circle K. Couche-Tard is the perfect fit for Get-Go going forward. They have a deep understanding of the consumer needs and a strong desire to take the Get-Go brand to the next level. This is more than just an acquisition. It's a partnership. And we are excited that together we will both maintain and expand the MyPerks loyalty program that so many have come to love. For Giant Eagle, this transition will enable us to further invest in our supermarket and pharmacy business through new and remodeled stores, lower prices, and more. We thank our guests and team members for putting your trust in Giant Eagle, and we look forward to many more exciting things to come.
Bill Artman, president and CEO of Giant Eagle. So Get-Go's. Now, the question that I didn't get an answer to yet, I'm assuming they will keep the Get-Go branding because they have so many, and it would be really costly to change them over to Circle K. And frankly, Circle K doesn't have the gravitas that Get-Go does in name recognition here. So it'll be interesting. We'll continue to get more details, and you'll hear more from Bill Artman, who is, again, the president and CEO, homegrown and the first non-family member to run the company. And this is a major move for them. And we'll get some details on why they felt the need to do it and what exactly does it mean in the future. By the way, it has to get approved, and it'll probably take until 2025 to do that. So the two companies have an agreement in place, but it has to get the official go-ahead. Back to school. A number of schools checking in today. And we welcome back the parents of Bentworth, East Allegheny, Mount Lebanon, Penn Hills, Shenango area, Upper St. Clair, Woodland Hills, many other schools back tomorrow, Thursday, and definitely by next week. So that has some high anxiety and also a lot of excitement, too, about the new year. Joining us on the Big K Morning Show is Dr. Dennis Jones, who is the executive director. He's a leadership with the Youth Enrichment Services. He's both the founder and director. Dr. Jones, welcome to KDK Radio.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. Fired up, ready to go. Burning desire to win,
well,
all that stuff.
Well, you know what? That's the only way to be in late August. You know, there's a lot of great stuff happening, not only kids going back to school, but college kids moving back in town, sport teams getting ready to kick off. So this is a great time to be alive.
So tell us about, you founded this, the mission of what you do.
Well, you know what? Thank you so much, Larry, for having me on. Youth Enrichment Services was started actually in West Virginia, in a small town in Charleston, West Virginia, as a summertime learning program. We knew that during the summer, a lot of the kids who don't necessarily have access to income and what we call excess capital to go on vacations and visit some of these cultural historical sites, they kind of just hang around their homes and their communities during the summer. So we designed a program that would focus on having kids be taught by peers. It turned out to be one of the programs that actually won one of Bush Points of Light National Award 3 years in a row that we started. And we brought it to Pittsburgh in 1994. And the goal of the program really is to provide socially, economically at-risk students an opportunity to achieve success. We fill in the gaps. For example, this past summer, we hired over 120 kids. These are 14 through 19-year-olds, paid them $1,000, gave them bus passes, got them involved in not only creating a research project, but also they were able to go to various businesses, get work experience. And that helped them to not only be able to buy school clothes, help them to, put a little money in the bank. We always require the students who work to have bank accounts, and they work in a way, in a capacity that allows them to feel better about themselves and go back to school with some academic work that they did over the summer.
And the acronym obviously is YES for Youth Enrichment Services. That said, you've been doing this a long time, pushing a quarter of a century. So a lot has changed also, Dr. Jones, as you know, in that time. One of the concerns a lot of kids and a lot of parents, frankly, have is safety when they go to school and violence.
Yeah, that is a serious concern. We took a group of kids, about 90 of them, to Detroit. And these were kids from all over the city, various communities in the county. And we did have one incident where one of the students who didn't take his medicine had some behavioral issues. And it really alarmed us because sometimes the hidden kids might look okay. You know what I mean? They might appear to be hanging in with the crowd, doing what everybody else does. But until you actually are embedded with some of their families, with some of the issues that they have, you don't understand what triggers them, what causes them to feel inadequate, or that burst of anger that in a minute can cause a real disturbance that can turn violent. And so we have, some of our programs, we work with juvenile diversion kids who've been arrested for a crime, a lot of them because maybe they have some past mental health issues or behavior management issues, and they just, got in a fight, got in trouble, stole something. And you try to work with these kids in a way that they feel connected to someone. We have a peer mentoring program is the focus of our program. By the way, we're celebrating our 30-year anniversary this year, and we're having a big celebration. I hope you can join us in September the 19th at the Rivers Club. But we are celebrating what we believe to be one of the more unique organizations. As I said, we don't have a lot of, what we call a institutional backing. We're just a small grassroots community-based organization that works with kids. And we've been able to get funding from a lot of the organizations and institutions and foundations, and we have been able to produce high quality. For example, our students graduate from college, they come back to work for us, they join our board. We've had a lot of success. But one of the things we're constantly aware of, and I just had a chance to visit a school district yesterday, and Larry, I noticed the discrepancy, the real. Because every kid is excited to go back to school. I think we know that. They can't wait to see their friends again, to really jump back into the idea of, sports and things like that. But some of the kids at Pittsburgh public school systems are going back to some situations that are not, that are not adequate. And some of the, I went to a school system yesterday, and you'd just be shocked to see how advanced and how, I looked at the report that they had about the Pittsburgh Public Schools, some of the changes they want to make. And I looked at the list, and about five or six items down on the list, they talked about, well, we're going to put air conditioning in the schools. Well, to me, that's probably the first thing I would do with the weather like this is say, we got to either build new schools that can be up to date, that can be contemporary, that can allow students to go in there and compete on the same level with Upper St. Clair and, Moon Township and all these other highly advanced, suburban schools. The city schools need to have the kind of resources, the kind of support that these kids can go back into knowing that they're going to get an adequate education. They're going to have been in a classroom where they don't have to, you know, get time off when it's 90 degrees. Those are simple things that may cost stuff, cost money, but they, in my mind, are where the conversation needs to start. You know, and so we want our kids to succeed. We are excited about them going back to school, and we support them in everything they do. But we really know that some of the situations they're going back into in our school systems, particularly the Pittsburgh Public Schools, is just not adequate to help these students meet the mark.
And if you want to reach out to Dr. Dennis Jones, go to youthenrichmentservices.org. Sounds like you're ready to roll, and congratulations on your big anniversary coming up, Doc. Appreciate the time this morning.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you. Look forward to seeing you sometime soon on the sidelines with the Pitt Panthers.
Yeah, but I'll be there, but it's next Saturday already.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Oh, what do you think the season's going to be this year?
It's hard to say because of the transfer portal and all the changes, a new coaching staff on offense. The Panthers only won 3 games last year. I think they'll do better than that. Certainly they will. But it's hard, as Coach Narduzzi would say, we got to see what we got when you get out on the field for that game one. And then the biggest learning curve goes from 1 to 2. So then you're on the road to Cincinnati before hosting West Virginia, the backyard brawl at Acrisure Stadium. So we'll see you down there.
And I am a Mountaineer, so I not only have degrees from Pitt, but also I taught at WVU for 32 years. So I have had some fun the last year or two seeing that competition. It's been really tough, and West Virginia got the edge on Pitt last year. So we'll see what happens this year.
Well, we got your center for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and it looks like he's going to play.
Isn't that something?
Due to an injury. You know? So mm-hmm. There's so many connections. You're a half person from everybody in this region. So I appreciate it, Doc. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Good luck this season.
And thanks for having me on.
You got it.
Good luck to you.
Time we check in with our colleague, Lynn Hayes Freeland. Lynn, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. You know, I have a bone to pick.
Uh-oh.
Everybody complaining about having to stay up late to watch history, basically.
Right.
How many times have we stayed up to watch a Steeler game?
Many.
On a Monday.
Many. Monday
or Sunday,
night football.
Or a Thursday. Right. So why is one something we can muster up the energy for, but the other not?
So it's interesting.
Just curious.
Yeah, because the Republican National Convention, obviously from Philadelphia in our time zone here in the East, but an hour difference. Plus, they were running an hour behind, apparently, in their speeches. So it ended up being late. I don't think they want to do that again because here in the East is so critical to the importance of this election.
Yeah, I think part of it, I mean, when I looked back, and I did, I watched the whole thing from start to finish, but I did feel as if they had booked too many speakers. There was just too much. And I get it. You have, you know, they want to keep saying, you know, we got the strong bench. We want to get these folks exposure. But I felt like the president should have gotten a little more, I'm not going to say respect because it wasn't disrespectful, but by putting him at the end, I'm sure he lost a lot of people who would have normally stayed to listen.
Especially in the East, which is so critical that we've been told, especially this state, in the election. That said, what was your overall takeaway?
Well, I mean, I love the energy. I love the excitement. I think it's a very exciting time for the Democratic Party. You know, I think that they featured some folks that I really want to keep an eye on. So like Jasmine Crockett, I really enjoyed her. It was nice seeing Jesse Jackson, just to see him and pay tribute to the things that he has done. I hadn't seen Hillary Clinton in I don't know how long, so that was exciting too. I just thought it was a good night overall. I really did. I thought it was just very energetic, very positive, and it kept that feeling of hope, which I believe is part of their campaign.
And the messaging in terms of having a chance to really go through the details, one of the criticisms for both parties, it was just back and forth name calling. And instead of really talking about and drilling down on what is and what isn't when it comes to platform issues.
Yeah, I'm thinking even though the vice president did release an outline, I guess, of an economic plan last week. We really haven't heard the specifics from either side. I'm guessing we're not going to hear a whole lot about that until maybe the debate on September 10th, I think it is. Because neither one of them has really outlined what it is they intend to do.
Yet last night, President Biden detailed what he believed he accomplished and Kamala Harris in his 3.5 years so far.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because folks who don't necessarily care for the vice president are very quick to say, well, what did she do the whole time she was in office? She's been there four years. Why would we send her back? And I don't know that most people understand the relationship between the president and the vice president. And I think that, you know, yes, there are some things that she and Joe Biden, the president, did accomplish. But I think she has her own agenda to a large extent. It may not be that different, but I think we have to hear it.
And to your point, nobody asked, well, what did Mike Pence do in his 4 years?
Yeah, in fact, that question is very frustrating to me because I think a lot of people would be hard pressed to name, you know, if you said name five vice presidents, I think a lot of people would be hard pressed to do that. So let's be honest, you know, the vice president is kind of like this person that is there and waiting in case something happens. You want to feel like they've been in the room, they know what's going on, they can sit in the seat. But vice presidents don't really change platforms or the direction of the country.
Think of what has happened and transpired in the last 5 weeks alone in this race. So who knows what's going to happen from here to there. But we do know that former President Barack Obama will speak tonight along with his wife, Michelle Obama, and the second gentleman, who is the husband of Kamala Harris, that I think if you went out in the street and asked, well, what's his name? Almost nobody would get Doug Emhoff, right?
No. Right, exactly. Exactly. But again, he is playing the perfect role for the second gentleman. I mean, for example, what was Mike Pence's wife's name? I have no idea. Do you?
No. No, I don't know that I can remember ever seeing her.
I remember that he used to refer to her as mother, which was, you can take that however you want. But that's all.
I immediately thought of that movie Psycho where he said, mother! All right, more to come with Lynn Hayes Freeland on the Big K Morning Show. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA Traffic powered by...
Think of the message he sends around the world when he talks about America being a failing nation. He says we're losing. He's the loser. He's dead wrong.
President Biden spoke for 51 minutes last night in Chicago. It ended after midnight here on the East. And day two and tonight will feature former President Barack Obama, certainly in his home state and city of Chicago. Lynn Hayes Freeland is with us every Tuesday at this time in the Big K Morning Show. And Lynn, I know you love the politics. You love to watch. You watched the Republicans' convention, too. So what do you anticipate? Josh Shapiro tonight, right?
I don't know. Has that been confirmed? I know there's his name is floating around there, and I figured they would put him in somewhere because I think it's going to be curious to see what happens to Josh if, in fact, the Harris-Walz team gets elected. I think there's some kind of promise made for him, but I don't know. But he's very charming. I think he's very charismatic, so I think that's a good thing. I think that one of the things I'm really looking forward to is Michelle Obama. You know, at one point when there was some question about whether or not Joe Biden would run or should run. And then there was a conversation about whether or not America was ready for a female president. People started throwing Michelle Obama's name out there. I mean, she was, I think, one of the most, and still is, one of the most beloved first ladies this country's ever had. So I'm curious. I don't think she'll upstage her husband, but I am curious to hear her tonight.
Well, let's be honest, Barack Obama's ability as an orator was really what helped him get elected. I mean, he's very good at it. In fact, some people say Josh Shapiro has mimicked his style when he speaks now because he's been stumping for Harris Josh Shapiro, and has been really highly emotional and energized, even more so than when he was running for election himself to be the governor of Pennsylvania. But it'll be interesting to see that they put Michelle Obama and Barack Obama. I don't know if they'll be back to back, but they're definitely on the speaker schedule.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how they position them as well, because they have such a great synergy between the two of them. They could almost play off of each other. I'm sure that's not what's going to happen, but you feel good when you see the two of them together.
And also, let's not forget, it's easy to forget that Joe Biden was Barack Obama's vice president for 8 years, so these people all know each other very, very well.
Oh, yeah, there's absolutely a history there. And in fact, I was reflecting with a friend the other day because I went to the Obama inauguration. And as we were watching the parade go down the street, there was this moment when Michelle and Barack got out of their car and Joe Biden and Jill got out of their vehicle. And they were walking down the street, waving, shaking hands. And it was just such a great moment because you could feel, again, there was a real connection there between the two of them. And you felt it for the majority, not all, but the majority of that administration.
And to have Hillary Clinton show up, she hasn't been very public. And I'm sure it's still bitter in her world that she lost in 2016 to Donald Trump. So she has a lot to gain by that not happening again, right?
Well, yeah. And I also think, I mean, you mentioned Josh Shapiro earlier, and, you know, we recall that many people thought he was going to be the running mate for Hillary Clinton. I'm sure she's feeling some kind of way that she didn't make it, but the vice president is doing so well and possibly could crash that glass ceiling. So for me, the takeaway here is there really is a unity within the Democratic Party that all these other issues aside, they want to try to make this work.
And what about the criticism that Kamala Harris is way too far left? Even Donald Trump said over the weekend, quote, all in communist.
Yeah, that's so problematic for me. And here's what came to my mind. The first time I filled in on KDKA radio, I believe I was filling in for Marty Griffin, had never done really talk radio before. And a woman called in and said, I'm going to call you Eileen. I was like, why would you call me Eileen? My name is Lynn. She said, because you lean to the left. And I remember thinking, wow. Wow, this is what we're doing here? So when people put those labels or those categories, I immediately begin to bristle because I have a problem with that. And I think that the former president has gone way too far, but he also knows who he's really speaking to. And he's not speaking to me when he says that, but he has a base that he's tapping into.
Well, over the weekend, he said this.
I'm a better looking person than Kamala. I'm better looking than she is. In her speech yesterday, Kamala went full communist. She says she's going to lower the cost of food and housing starting on day one. But day one for Kamala was 3.5 years ago.
Well, we can argue. I should have that as a poll question, Aaron. Let's do that tomorrow. Who's better looking?
Who's better looking? Yeah. And why is that a campaign issue? Why are we even talking about that as a campaign issue?
Well, and that's a good point. In fact, that was brought up by CBS. So check this out.
And Donald Trump is spending this week stumping in key battleground states as well, including Pennsylvania. He spoke to workers at a factory in New York yesterday about the economy. And in an exclusive interview with CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns, he was asked about his repeated insults of his opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris.
You have criticized her appearance. You've criticized her intelligence. Is that the message to win over those moderate voters that you're going to need in the middle?
No, I don't think so. I think that the message is what a bad job they've done. I mean, if you look at this economy, if you look at inflation, and, you know, I love this country. I have to do what it takes to win.
Why insult her intelligence?
Well, I have to do that. Well, I don't think she's a very bright person. I do feel that. I mean, I think that's right. I think I am a very bright person.
Trump heads to Michigan today while his running mate, J.D. Vance, stumps in Wisconsin.
So that's the response that, and I'm sure there will be additional responses, including a tweet with Swifties, who I guess that was artificially, what are those deep fakes now? To say,
Well, I'm curious to see what the Swifties how Taylor Swift responds to that. And it's just, I think it's sad that we have to zero in on things like physical appearance and intelligence. I mean, there's no question whether you like her or not. You cannot question whether or not the vice president is intelligent. So I'm curious again, you know, Michelle Obama's taking the stage tonight, and she was the one who said, when they go low, we go high. So I'm curious to see if that applies tonight.
Lynn Hayes-Freeland, we'll talk to you next Tuesday, Lynn. Enjoy the next few days.
Larry.
I know you'll be locked in, right?
You got it. You got it.
Who's better looking? Marty Griffin, Lynn Hayes-Freeland. That'll be our poll question tomorrow. Thanks, Lynn.
All right, take care.
Speaking of which, we'll talk to Marty coming up and see what's on his show and on his mind next. Get Marty.
All right, I got this story to tell you. You'll love this.
What do you got?
Look, my wife is the coolest. She's my unicorn. One in a billion. However, comma.
Uh-oh.
Women, man.
What happened?
Sophia went back to school today.
Right. Pitt.
She cried. What did you just say? Pitt. You said Pitt, right?
University of Pittsburgh.
Door to door.
15 minutes.
Thank you. I said, honey, you know she's in Oakland. You know, Oakland, you know, 15 minutes away. I know. It's just hard.
Well, wait. Didn't Vince go back today at Mount Lebanon?
Uh-huh. I hooked my boy up with Lululemons. His first pair. Boom.
He's wearing them. Hopefully
he is styling and profiling.
Not inside out like his dad.
Boom. Got a new shoes, haircut. Boom. Player.
First day in Mount Lebanon.
First day at high school.
Oh, that's a big... big turn.
I told him, the first big kid you see, kick him right in the gonads. Boom. You know what I'm saying, Larry? Old school. Central style.
Oh, man.
Boom.
Heck. That's great advice, Mark.
Well, you know.
All right.
So hold on. She cried.
Okay.
Larry. Pitt. Come on, man. Larry Pitt.
She's going into her sophomore year.
My man, I could leave here at 5 to 10 and be down there at 10 after. Just saying.
All right, we'll talk to Christine tomorrow. You
come
got
on, man.
Coming up, Marty
come
will...
Come on, man.
He will break
why
down.
Why the hell did old man Biden wait till... That's 4 hours past his bedtime. He was up yakking last night for an hour. Why?
It wasn't his fault.
Why?
They were an hour behind. They had too many speakers.
And when I hear Hillary Clinton's voice, it's like that music from Jaws. Dun-dum, dun-dum, dun-dum.
It's all coming up. Get Marty.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.